shine at all on that day.
Oh, brother.
That shows you that it rains maybe, but the sun comes out after the rain, right? Amen. So well, I bet they don't give away many newspapers.
Probably there's a lot of people that don't want to pay for a newspaper.
Right.
They're praying for rain.
Oh, dear.
But do you know this morning that God loves you?
Amen.
And isn't it great to be loved?
Sure is.
Oh, and I want to tell you, Jesus can love you like nobody else can.
Amen.
He gave all he had. You know, after you give your life, you can't give anything else.
No, you can't.
And he gave his life so that we may live. I'm just thankful this morning that we're able to gather together this morning here mm-hmm. in Ocala.
Yes.
And those that are listening to our radio broadcast up in Beckley, West Virginia, we just want to welcome you. Just pray that you'll get a blessing today and that we can truly just love God back.
Yes.
You know, I want to love him back.
Yes.
I look at my wife every morning and I say, oh, I just love this woman. And I'm so glad that she loves me back.
Amen.
But you know, Jesus loved us first, didn't he?
That's why we're able to love one another.
That's right, Nikki. So we're going to sing some songs and we're going to honor God today.
Amen.
You know, if our country would turn back to the Lord, we'd be in a lot better shape. The Bible says that a nation that forgets God is a cursed nation.
That's right.
And I tell you what, I'm not going to forget God.
Me neither.
I'm not going to forget how that he changed my life. He turned my life completely around. And, you know, actually, I could say that the Lord turned my life upside down because I was headed in the wrong way, and he turned me upside down to where I'm headed in the right direction
amen,
this morning.
Amen, amen.
So y'all just sit back, and let's enjoy the Lord today.
How about he touched me?
Oh, I tell you, I could use a brand new touch. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
We just come to you this morning, and we thank you for these precious people here. Thank you for our activity department that's brought these wonderful residents in for us to have us a good morning worship service. And we just pray now that you would just touch, Lord, and touch Amen. Us in a way that we just need a brand new touch.
Amen.
And God, restore our hope and confidence. Lord, give us something that the world can't give us, and that's peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Father. In
thank
Jesus'
you,
name, those that are listening today, may they receive a brand new touch.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hope you enjoy. You sing along with us, and let's have a great morning together. Amen, Nikki.
Amen.
That's great. Great. Thank you, Lord.
That's Buck on the guitar when I'm on the keyboard. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, he touched me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And
oh, the joy.
The joy that floods my soul.
God, my soul rejoices and magnifies
Something
the Lord.
Something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole.
Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never see place to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
And you?
And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. Something happened. And now I know He touched me. Yes, He did.
Oh, He touched me.
Oh, I thank You, Lord.
And oh, the joy that fills my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Something happened, and now I know He touched me. And He made me whole. He made me whole.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
As Buck said, a brand new creation in Christ. Amen. I'm new, brand new. It's wonderful.
Amen.
You know, we're coming up on Easter in just a month or so. And there was a song that was written by Dallas Holm that says, "Rise Again." And this song is Jesus singing and telling everybody that He's going to rise again. And we know He did, don't we?
Yes.
And we know He's coming again.
I'm looking for Him.
Amen.
To come today. I'm looking to the Lord because He made us a promise, and God cannot, will not ever break a promise.
No.
And Jesus said, "I am going ahead and prepare a place for you." That's right, Mom.
Amen.
He said that where I am, ye may be also. What a promise. He said, and if I go, He said, "I'm going to come again. I'm going to come again." And you know, the older I get, the more I lean on His promises, the more it seems like that I'm understanding. I don't know why I couldn't understand it when I was young. But the older I get, the more I understand that God is all we really have when it
Amen.
Gets down to it.
That's right.
And you know, is it not comforting to know that what you're going through, that God is with you?
Yes.
You know, God is with you. And that twinkle needs to come back into your eyes.
Yes.
You know what? God would do anything for one person.
Amen.
And you know, He sent us here from Jacksonville today. He sent us here to encourage you.
Yes.
And He wants you to get that sparkle back in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to put a smile on them pretty lips of yours.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with getting old unless we forsake God in old age.
Oh my. No.
There was a man named Solomon, a king, that asked God to give him wisdom. And you know, God gave him wisdom, and he had more wisdom than anybody that ever lived. And yet, when he got old, he started making bad mistakes. Mm-hmm. And the first mistake he had is that he got hooked up with the wrong kind of people.
That's right.
And he started marrying and getting more wives and more wives. And these were not good Christian women. These were women that didn't even believe in his God.
No.
And so Solomon just kept making more mistakes the older he got. The older he got, the worse he got. And you know, it was a shame that in old age we can't glorify God. But Solomon got right with God, And if you're not right with God today,
amen,
then you have an opportunity. God has his arms outstretched. Now, you loved your children, still love your children, right?
Oh, yes.
And no matter what they do, you can't disown them.
No.
Because they're your children. And God is even better than that. He'll love us unconditionally.
That's right.
And he'll take you back today.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that's listening to the radio today, God will take you back.
Yes.
Quicker than a heartbeat. All you have to do is come to him. Now, he will not make you do anything, but you'll sure wish you had. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you love the Lord today and you say, you know, I've made some mistakes now. Getting older, I've made some mistakes. I've sort of worried more about myself than my relationship with Jesus. Then you can say, Lord, I made a mistake. And I want you to forgive me, would you?
Yes.
You know what? God will never say, no, I'm not going to forgive you.
No, he won't.
He will say, yes. Yes, I'll take you back right now, and I'll forgive you, and we'll just forget about it.
Amen.
Some people, when you say, I'm sorry, I've done you wrong, and they'll say, well, I forgive you. And then 3 or 4 months later, maybe even a week later, they'll still be mad at you, but not God. No.
No.
And God wants to love you.
That's right.
God wants to take care of you. Nikki, this sweet little lady here, God love her heart. I bet she don't weigh 50 pounds.
I know.
You're so pretty. You know that.
She's a darling.
You're so pretty. You know, the old song says, everything is beautiful in its own way. And then Ray Stevens, he sang a little farther and he said, everybody's beautiful in their own way.
That's right.
Now, sometimes I don't think I'm too beautiful, but God says I am. Oh, thank you. Well, you're not bad looking yourself. But you know, sometimes we got to look farther than the outside.
Yes.
We got to look in the heart.
The heart.
And, you know, God wants you to have a good, clean, pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to be in heaven with him forevermore.
That's right.
So today, I just feel a stirring in my heart that we need to pray. And if you're not right with God, if you just feel like you've drifted away from the Lord, then why don't we pray and get that matter behind you, okay? Heavenly Father, you from your heart, you can repeat these words or just use the words from your own heart and just say, Heavenly Father, I just want to draw close to your son Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the person that I want to be. I want to be closer to the Lord.
Amen.
I want the peace that Jesus can bring.
Yes.
I am tired of worrying. I'm tired of being frustrated. I'm tired of being confused. And so, Lord, I just come to you with these problems because your word says you can take care of it.
Amen.
Forgive me of my sins and come into my heart.
Amen.
I need your help, Lord. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And if you prayed that prayer from your heart with me today, everything is all right.
Amen.
Everything's all right. Amen.
Amen.
You have 15 children? Lord, have mercy, honey. How
That's
did?
Wonderful.
Well, I'm not going to ask you how. I know how, but Lord, have mercy. You've got 15. People said, how do you, I'm going to repeat these words so people can hear what you say. And people say, how you take care of them kids? And you was 15 when you got married. And you had 15 children.
And what did you say?
What do you say? Said what, Nikki?
She said, I didn't have to. God took care of them.
Oh, God
that precious.
Love your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. What a beautiful. You never went without anything. Why? Because this was a godly mother.
Yes.
That stood on God's word that says, I will supply all of your need.
Yes.
Even in old age, even in the wheelchair here, no matter what the body's doing.
That's right.
You have a soul and a spirit living in this body. And God one day is even going to turn this old body around and give us a new one.
Wow.
Praise
Won't
God.
That be wonderful?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Nikki, yes.
I think you need to testify before we sing this song you wanted to sing.
All right. The Lord is always there, isn't he? Every minute of every day. And I can look back on my life and see that he was there with me even when I didn't know he was there. I believed in God as a teenager, but it wasn't until I was 33 that I came to know Jesus as my best friend, as my Savior, as my Lord. It was one night at midnight that the Spirit of God, you know, it takes the Spirit, doesn't it, in order to reveal to
yes.
us our need for a Savior. Well, he did that for me on April 4th, 1978, and he showed me all the sin that had accumulated in my life, all the things. Well, he brought out the things that I would consider sin. And then he showed me later that I had broken every commandment there is. I had not put him first. I'd put self first. And I could go through all of them and tell you, even though I didn't shoot somebody, in my heart, I had killed somebody. I was so angry with a woman one time. And then he just, after he got all of the garbage out in the open, I agreed with him. Yes, I did those things. And then he filled me to overflowing with his Spirit. And I've been telling everybody what Jesus has done for me ever since. And what a privilege to be able to be a missionary into nursing homes and tell everybody in the homes that Jesus loves them, he died for them, he rose again, and he's coming again. And to encourage and strengthen Christians in the homes and to bring in the lost who haven't turned their lives over to Jesus yet. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to belong to the Lord, isn't it? Let's be reminded by this song what Jesus said. His promises come true, don't they? He said, I'll rise again.
Drop the nails in my hand, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see. Again. This morning. I'm so glad that each and every one of you came today.
Yes.
And today, as we open up the Bible, we just want to thank the Lord for His wonderful help and the time that He's given us together. You know, time is precious, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And time is slipping away, especially when you're older. Now, our activities assistant, she's probably not even 22 years old yet. How old are you?
21, you were
21.
Right.
21. And, oh my gosh, can you remember when you was 21?
Barely.
Oh, that's a long time ago. And you know, I look at young people today and I think about my life. What was I doing with my life when I was young like that? Now, I know what you was doing with 15 children. I know what you were doing. My goodness alive.
Hanging out clothes.
But I look back at my life and I see where if I would have come to Jesus a whole lot younger than 43, that there would have been many of heartaches and many a trial and many a health issue and many a problem that I wouldn't have had to go through. But still, as I look back, I say, God was shaping and molding me for the real battle, and that's old age. That's health issues and age are two things to me that's the hardest battle of your whole life.
Amen.
But Jesus, when he came into my life and when he came into your life, you had something happen that no one else could do for you. First of all, only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can forgive sins and save us Amen. From our sin. Jesus is the only one that can give us eternal life, and Jesus is the only one that can change our life, Amen. Change our personality, our attitude.
Amen.
Change the way that we talk to people, how we treat people.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, the Lord has a job daily of keeping us clean, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That's why, yes, amen. And so it's very important that we don't forget where we came from.
Amen.
There's a lot of people that forgets where they came from. God's brought us all a mighty long way. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking this morning as we were getting ready to come here and we were in our motor home and getting dressed and all, and I was just thinking, God, give me the strength to make the changes that needs to be made in old age.
Amen.
Give me the strength and give me a good attitude about it.
Yes.
So sometimes I think, well, today's Monday, February the 17th, 2014, I am one day closer to seeing Jesus face to face.
Amen.
One day closer. Amen. And you know, if you're not longing to see Jesus, then you don't have the relationship with God that you should have.
That's true.
Jesus is the most wonderful thing that ever happened in my life.
Amen.
And I want to look at the one that did it.
Yes.
Don't you?
Amen.
I just don't want to take anybody's word for it. I know he's got to be totally awesome.
Amen.
But I want to see him. And I want to fall at his feet. And I want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. He's not going to let us stay at his feet long, though, because he's got a supper table prepared for all of us.
You know, this morning we were talking about being with Jesus forever, and I had this thought. I wondered, you know, a lot of things happen to us here on earth, and we don't understand why they happen. But God does, and God knows what's going on, whether Satan is coming to him and saying, look at Buck down there, you know, he's following you because you're so good to him, but you take his wife away and you just watch. And, you know, things like that, like Job went through. And I thought one day maybe God will show us a video of how every little detail in our lives, how he put it together in a puzzle and made a beautiful, beautiful video.
Yes. Well, it'll be better than anything. We can think about how heaven is, and we can think about what eternal life is all about, but the Bible says that it's not really entered into our mind or our heart.
No.
The good things God's got
for
us.
Oh, it's going to be good.
All we know is going to be better than anything we know.
Yes.
You're going to walk again. You're going to talk again.
There'll be no sin.
No sin. There'll be no sickness,
Amen.
No pain.
Pastor
what have
Buck,
you got?
I like what
yes.
God said to Joshua. He said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong.
Be strong.
And of a good courage.
Good courage.
Be not afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Neither be thou dismayed.
And don't be dismayed.
Why? For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So he's here right now in this nursing home, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He sure is.
And Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen. Amen. I want to pray with you today one more time, and I want to ask God to bless you. And I'm going to start out by just holding this hand in this hand. I love all of you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for that encouragement, for the courage to be, for them to be strong, and for them to shine in this nursing home, their little light, Lord, that shines so bright. Thank you, God. Lord, remind us, Lord, how good you are. We love you now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Jesus. These little hands that I'm holding, Lord, oh, they're so precious.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Let your sweet, wonderful Holy Ghost right now.
Amen.
Just touch everyone that's listening.
Amen.
Through the airwaves, God, in this home. Lord, we pray for Sister Mary
Amen.
And Charles. Bless them, dear God, and Debbie, and all of our beloved friends at Indian Meadows in Lorona, West Virginia. For our church family, God, touch them right now as only you can. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So remind me, dear Lord. All right, Nikki.
Yes.
We're going to sing a song here that, a real old song that, how many knows who Dottie Rambo is? Dottie Rambo, would you tell us a little bit about Dottie, Nikki?
Well, all I know is that she has written